Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about protecting your websites and web applications. Now, I'm going to be specifically talking about a product called Detectify. So it's a software as a service-based website security scanner that will help keep you safe and your website safe. Basically, what they do is they audit your site security so you can focus on web development and not anything else. So you can really focus on your product. The main little points I've got here in regards to it is, one, it's automated. You can run Detectify continuously and after every deployment. You can integrate with your favorite tools and products. And it also has a 42-day free trial. It's pretty massive, but I think it's necessary for this product to really reap the benefits. You definitely do need to be running that 42-day free trial, rather. Now, on their website, their massive slogan they have out there is "Go hack yourself or someone else will." And I think this is very true, and it doesn't matter who you are and how secure you think your application is, there's someone who's going to be able to get into it. Now, I will also state that this isn't just for your web application. It does do some stuff on your actual to do with your server as well. So this is really handy there. So what they basically say here in terms of how to get started, it's very, very simple. You just add your domain, start the scan, and let us do the work. So pretty simple, right? And basically what it will do there, it will run the security scan and send you a report with all the findings, as well as recommended solutions in which you should act on. So you probably wonder, like, you know, what is a scan? So what they say here is that our website security scanner is based on white hat hacker knowledge. It checks for over 100 possible attacks, including the OWASP top 10. We constantly update our scanner for new vulnerabilities to make sure that your site stays safe. And they really do update it quite often. I was quite surprised on how often they are updating. And, you know, when new things have come out that you hear, boom, they've got a detection for it. So that's quite good. They've got a How Does It Work page, which runs through all the technology, their engine for gathering information and stuff like that, how they handle security on their own side of things, so like, you know, encrypting your data and your reports and stuff like that. So there's some really good stuff there. If you want to check out more in terms of, you know, like the OWASP top 10 and what it really means, like all the SQL injections and LDAP stuff, all that kind of stuff, you can go check that out there. They do run on AWS, they do mention that. So it's kind of good that you know what kind of stack they're on. So it's quite cool. Now, the pricing is, it's good. I don't mind the pricing. You probably look at it and might think, oh, it's a bit steep. But in terms of making sure that your website or web application does get hacked or lessens the chance of it getting hacked is, you know, that money, you wouldn't even see it. So they have a non-commercial license, which is completely free. So this is for a private project or for a non-profit organization. And the only limits they have on it is the number of domains you can test on, and you only have a single user login. Now, if you go to the professional plan, it's $80 a month if you choose to be billed yearly, or $100 per month if you just do month to month. Now, the only other difference is you've got 5 domains. Personally, me, I'm not too sure how you'd use that. I guess if you had a multiple applications you wanted to scan, so that price definitely comes down per, like if you use the full limit, it's pretty affordable. And you get multi-users, so as many users as you want there. I don't think there's an actual limit. And then there's an enterprise plan, which has a bit more there. They give you a VPN connection, some extra help and support, and basically any number of domains you want, but I'm guessing that depends on a quote, so it won't be just a fixed enterprise price, so they don't provide any pricing there. When you go into the application, it's a pretty nice interface. Like, it's not too bad. It can show you when your next scheduled scan is, and you can update that. They've got 30-day, 14-day, let me just double-check. Scan only once and disable scheduled scan if you want to do your own. Which is quite nice, but straight away when you can see your domains and you can manually start a scan. But it gives you a report. There's a nice little report card. It uses a card interface at the time of this recording, and it breaks the report down to 3 sections, which is quite nice. Keeping it very simple, is 1 is the critical section, Two is Medium, and the third one is Notice. So it's kind of nice to be able to get a super quick glimpse of where your application or website's state and the security state is at. Now you can view that report as well as you can view previous reports and you view their findings. It'll show you stuff like, you know, when the scan started, when it ended, all that kind of stuff. I don't find that super useful, but it can definitely help. These reports can be exported as a PDF in like a summary, as well as like a full-blown detailed report, which could be good for any kind of serious IT security review kind of things. In the findings, though, you can click into that, and it gives you a really detailed breakdown, or it's kind of like a checklist breakdown. From there, it gives you this like an overview of the title, but from there, you can drill in and get all the details you could possibly need. And it's quite thorough. The reports are quite nice, and it gives you the recommended recommended ways how to fix that issue, as well as it provides, which I found quite interesting, is any resources in relation to the issue. So you can see, you know, like it was confirmed by Red Hat or it was confirmed by Apple or whatnot. So there's some really cool stuff there that they've got built in, and it makes it very, very easy. You can also report false positives too if there's something that your system is set up to give a false negative, something like, for example, if someone's trying to see what kind of web server you're running, you might send a different one. Like say you're running Apache, you might send back Nginx doing some trickery and be like, no, that's a false positive, that's fine. You can accept the risk, which is quite interesting. It's maybe something that you're fine with. It might be just like a notice, something like that. You can accept the risk and it'll be gone. You can mark it as fixed, and it's kind of this kind of mark as fixed. I quite like it. It's not an automatic thing to say it's fixed. You can actually manually go in and see it. It's kind of like your own quality assurance. So it's quite nice. Now, the main thing about this and why I quite like it is it's automated, so it really does get out of your way, which you really want to be focusing on your website or web application. You have to be focusing all the things that make sure that it's just okay and, you know, nothing's going to break and die or anything like that. So having this kind of security blanket without actually having to do anything is really important. I think as web developers or product managers or whatnot, we need to be focusing on our main product and not focusing on anything else. We really need to make sure we focus on our product. So having these kind of tools, which I've explained in previous episodes, to be out of the way, like as out of the way as possible, so making these things automated and work for you is really, really important. We already spend quite a lot of time honing our craft and working on our products or projects. So making sure that we have these kind of automated out of the way kind of things really does help. Now, when these reports run, it'll send you an email once it's done, and you'll be able to go straight to the report and see what's going on. And I believe in the email, I haven't checked my latest one, but it'll give you a quick little rundown of some issues there, so you can quickly go, okay, I need to address this. It's found an actual critical issue, so you can go through and action that or get action through someone else in your team. So that's essentially it. I'd love to know what you're doing in terms of making sure, or at least trying to reduce the risk of your site being hacked or any kind of security issues. If you're doing something manual, if you are using Detectify, how'd you find it? If you can send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com or send a tweet through to @codacatchup on Twitter. And you can also leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Now, that's essentially it. I hope you're enjoying. Have enjoyed this episode. If you do have some time, please feel free to rate, like, subscribe, whatnot, the episode, and share it with your friends if you can. I'd really appreciate that. But that's it for now. We'll catch the next episode.